morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, friends. Harry Birdwell for the State School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. This year, more than 540 tracts in 36 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 25th at 10 o'clock, we'll be in Enid at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. 84 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. Go to clo.ok.gov, that is clo.ok.gov, for 2017 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
You know, this is in regards to getting my arms around it, this is a big, big bear to grab. This is a definitely something that is a daunting task at first, but after talking with some industry allies that are within the beef industry that really helped me develop my program, doing different practices such as the one through the Oklahoma FFA Career Tech Organization, I think it's a lot more manageable than I first realized, and I am very excited to take on the competition in Indianapolis.
That was Jake Fanning of Laverne, Oklahoma, who is in fact in Indianapolis this week for the National FFA Convention, competing for the honor of being named the 2017 American Star Farmer. Jake is currently one of four finalists competing for the title, and he spoke recently with our farm director, Ron Hayes, before making his trip up to the Circle City. Jake has made it this far in the competition based on his outstanding accomplishments achieved through his Supervised Agricultural Experience, or SAE, which is a stocker cattle operation that he built over the course of his FFA career.
So essentially how I got started was there was a program in the Harper County Livestock Association. Younger 4-H members as well as FFA members had the opportunity to purchase 4 head of steers or heifers, and then they would raise them for 100 days. And so after doing that for a couple years, and what turned out to be a competition turned into a passion, which turned into a business, which turned into my SAE and where I am now.
And from those modest beginnings, Jake has turned a small side business into a full-fledged beef cattle enterprise.
In all honesty, I started out as a very small producer, purchased my first 4 head of cattle in 2010, and how I grew that operation was simply through industry leaders that I gained information from, and that played a massive role in my development into where my business is now at sitting over 2,000 head that have been ran through my operation since 2010.
And while he certainly hopes to win, Jake says regardless of whether or not he hears his name called this week, the opportunities and experiences he's had through the FFA leading up to this point have been reward enough.
It's very hard to come up with words of how much the FFA has developed me as a young man. Coming in to the FFA, I was a very timid and naive individual. I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what to expect. And they have shaped me into who I am today. I'm not only now an advocate for my industry, but I'm a steward of this industry.
We, of course, wish Jake and all of those FFA members from Oklahoma competing at the National FFA Convention good luck this week. And you can be sure to stay engaged with us as well this week online or on air as Farm Director Ron Hayes brings you the latest updates as they happen from Indianapolis. Special thanks to our sponsors, ITC, Your Energy Superhighway, Oklahoma FFA, and the Oklahoma FFA Association for making our convention coverage possible. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, October 26th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on Superior ClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 18,200 head, including 2,650 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,550 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.